Okay.
I didn't follow it so closely. All right,
so
but
let's see the Tosfos again. Right, the Gemara has a question. It says Matzapeiros Mefuzarin. If you find scattered fruit, and then the Gemara says Vekama, what's the ratio? Like, what's considered? Rashi said like Vekama Choshev Pizor. How much is considered spread out? Right. So what we were saying before on Sunday night is we were saying that if you ask a question, that implies already that you have some preconceived notions about this. If you say, how much is considered spread out, that means that you must already think that there should be a ratio. Because for argument's sake, if the Mishnah says, if you find scattered fruits, you get to keep them. So who says that there's a ratio? Maybe it's just simple. You see scattered fruits on the ground, and they're scattered, you get to keep them. Nobody's bringing out a ruler or a yardstick. Why is the Gemara asking of a kam on how much? Why is the Gemara even asking that question? Who told the Gemara that there's a ratio? Aryeh Leib, you would say there's a ratio?
It would seem to me that there's got to be a certain quantity at which we would be concerned, more concerned that this is something that somebody's going to come back for and they're not going to be minyayish.
Right. So when the Mishnah says that,
right? Is my thinking right? Or am I missing something?
I would say that if they just look like they fell and it doesn't look like there's any purposeful placement, so then why would you think the owner's going to come back? What if you take out your yardstick for? I mean, they fell from the guy. The guy, from the way that they're lying on the ground, it definitely looks like they weren't put there intentionally. So, like, the guy's not coming back. So even if it's 2 kav and 3 amos, you know, or... It doesn't matter exactly what the ratio is, but the point is that they fell from the guy. He doesn't know about them. So if he doesn't know where they are. He doesn't know how many fell. It was clearly something that just, it fell without him noticing. If he noticed, he would have come back, right? If he knew about it, he would have come back, right?
If he cared.
If he noticed, like if he realized something fell from him, he would have come back to get it, right? So obviously, these things don't have a simon. So, right, the Paris is not, it's not possible for them to have a simon. You're not inscribing your name on the fruit, on the produce, right? You know, are you Leib's oranges? You're not doing that, right? Unless your last name is Sunkist, maybe. Right? So can't it just be that when the guy sees, it looks like they just fell, so the guy gets to keep it. Can't that be the case? What does it have to be that we start getting into bringing out our tape measure? Okay, so this is the question, right? Look, let's see Tosfos. Vekama. So the question is, who's asking this question, Vekama? Is the question being asked...
Where are we at? Vekama right here?
Yeah. Is the question being asked by the Gemara? And Rabbi Yitzchak is coming along to tell you what the proportion is?
This is all Tosfos, right? This is all...
All the outside, yeah.
This is all Tosfos.
Yep.
Right? It's usually a Tosfos... You can tell between that and them is usually a little bit bigger print. You see, like the big first as opposed to the Rashi's.
Right, it's like all capital or all bigger.
Yeah, one's like a big cap.
Yeah,
but it's always going to be on the outside. Okay.
I got a cheater because mine has Nikudos.
Okay. Oh boy. Yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says. How much is considered pizor is considered spread out, and Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and says, you know how much? 1 in 4, that's the ratio. Okay, that's option A, how to read the Gemara, right? If that's the way to read the Gemara, then what's the Gemara even asking how much is the proportion? Let the Gemara just not have the question and just make the assumption that it's whatever the proportion is, it's however much it is. The guy sees it fell derech nefila. There was no purposeful placement, and therefore the guy gets to keep it. If the Gemara is asking the question. The other option, option B, which is what Tosfos is going to say, is that it's not the Gemara's question. It's Rabbi Yitzchak's question.
Yeah, right.
Rabbi Yitzchak has some type of reason why he doesn't want to establish the Mishnah that it's just derech nefilo, and even if there's a lot of kav and not a lot of space, he gets to keep it. He has a reason he doesn't want to do that. Let's see, Taisus. V'kama omri yitzchak kav arba amos sarach loymar. Sarach means you need.
You need to say.
It's necessary to say. The Rabbi Yitzchak, that Rabbi Yitzchak, Gufei himself.
Yeah.
Boi
Gufei
right? Himself, like your guf.
Yeah,
right?
His body.
Right? Boi Vikama. Inquired or asked Vikama the question of and how much. So again,
so
Sarach Loimar.
Boi,
yeah, Boi is a question, yeah? A shaila, yeah.
Oh.
Sarach Loimar. It's necessary to say the Rabbi Yitzchak Gufei, that Rabbi Yitzchak himself, Boi Vikama, asked the question Vikama. It's not the Gemara's question. Di Gemara Boi, that if the Gemara was the one that asked the question, di, that if Gemara Boi, the Gemara was the one that asked the question, my Boi, what's the question? My Boi Vikama. What's the question and how much? Luki, let us establish that the case is derech nefila, that it fell just, you know, in a way of falling, not purposefully. Vafilu tuva. And even if it's a lot, in a little space, it's still going to be able to be kept by the finder because it was obviously lost from its owner, and the owner has no way to indicate that it's his, and therefore he gives up hope. Kidaparach Gemara Basar Hachi. Like the Gemara asks Basar afterwards, Hachi this. Kidaparach, like that it asks Gemara, the Gemara, Basar after Hachi this. How we doing with this question so far? Is it? How we doing with this question? We want to know.
The question was 2 hours ago. I'd be.
Listen, you know.
So we got. Kid the parich.
Yeah, kid the parich, which means like that was asked. Parich is to ask.
That's a totally different asked.
Yes. Okay. What? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Maybe you could say one is inquired and one is asked. You know, or something like that. They're both a question. They're both a language of a question.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So ask the question only because I can't listen and try to translate.
How about this? Let's role play. How about you ask me the question?
No.
Ask me the Gemara's question.
Can we just do it one more time? I mean, I'm trying to look, listen, and translate at the same time.
Oh, sure.
So it's 9 o'clock and after a long ride.
So even if it's more, if the Gemara asked after this, but after knowing that it's more?
Well, I mean, if you remember, the Gemara itself... let's go back to the Gemara, yeah? Mazza peres mefuzarin, if one finds scattered fruit, the kama.
How much?
How much is scattered? Come on.
Yeah,
spill
right.
The beans.
Fill it.
Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Kabar Bamas. That's him, but that's the ratio. Kabar Bamas.
That's
him. Hechidami. The Gemara says, 1 second. How does that halacha make sense? That this ratio is go in what scenario? Hechidami.
What's the scenario
that this ratio is going to make sense? Iderech nefila. If the case was that he found it, derech nefila.
Afilu
tuvanami. Even if he found more than a kav in that same amount of space, he should still be able to keep it. Why? Zok Rashi, look at Rashi. Who's going to read it?
I will.
Afilu tuva. Afilu tuva mi kav. Even more than a kav.
Nami also.
Also, he should be able to keep it. Why?
The kivan deim b'hasimen
because since
there's not a simen,
there's no simen on them.
Ayayish meayish, he will certainly give up
right.
Hope.
So in ours, right? The Gemara's asking if it's derech nefila. We all know what derech nefila is. Are you late?
Yeah, by way of
falling. Scattered.
Right, it's scattered. He obviously didn't place them there intentionally. Okay, so if that's how he found it, so the Gemara says afilu tuvanami, even if he finds 50,000 peyrus in this space, but whatever. But I'm saying, but as long as it still looks like derech nefila,
even more than a kav,
it could be a kav and a half, it could be two, maybe be two and a half or three, as long as it doesn't look like it was intentionally placed there, it could be. So this ratio doesn't make sense. If it's derech nefila, if the case of the Mishnah is derech nefila, so then how does Rabbi Yitzchak's statement of one in four make sense? How does that make sense?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
No, so the other way.
So why are you asking me the question of a comma? Who told you there's a ratio? Forget about Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak apparently is saying there's a ratio of one in four. But if the question of if this question of a comma is being asked by the Gemara, that means the Gemara is already making an assumption that there should be a ratio. But why? Why should there be a ratio?
Because we're already just established that.
Just say, it's the case is what? Just let us establish that the case of the Mishnah is derech nefila. And then it could be afilu tuvanami.
Yeah.
Even more.
Even more. So in other words, no ratio. Right,
and on the flip side as well, if it's haniach, if it's say even placing, it could be even less because he's placed it. It doesn't have to be a kav.
Right. So in other words, who told you that there's even a need to have a ratio? Right. So if the Gemara is asking the question v'kama, I would say back like. Let's say we were walking in the street, and I told you, Ayilei, there's a halacha in the Mishnah. It says that if you find scattered fruit, you get to keep it. And you say to me, okay, Tovya, nice. How much is considered scattered? Right? And I would say, doesn't matter. As long as it looks lost. Doesn't matter. As long as it looks lost. The guy has, there's no simen on the peiros. The guy has no idea that he lost them. If he knew that he dropped them, he would have come back and picked them up, right? So they're yush, they're ownerless. So don't ask me your question of, you're such a frumak, you're used to like 18 minutes, 72 minutes, this year, that year. They're lost. The guy lost them. They look lost. What's your question? I'll tell you, Eileen, what's your question? Why are you asking me about ratios? Get over it. Right?
What if I just wanted to know the simple definition of like what's considered scattered?
So I'll tell you, it's if they look like he didn't put them there on purpose. If it looks like scattered,
that's
just
it?
Yes, so, scattered so, just means.
So there's no quantity at all.
No quantity.
Yeah.
It just looks lost.
And if it looks like it's been placed, I always said that you have 10 apples, you set them up like bowling pins. 4, 3, 2, 1, that's placing. So it doesn't even have to be a kav. That's 10 pieces of fruit. It's probably less than a kav within that specified
right.
space.
And the Gemara, so all I'm saying, the Gemara itself says that if it were derech nefila, meaning if it looks like it's just lost, the halacha would be even more than a kav and 4 amas. So you see that's true. That answer to you would be true. So what are you asking of a comma? Oh, I'll tell you what. It's not the Gemara's question.
It's Rabbi
Yitzchak's question. Now, really, it's misleading, because really it should have said like this. It should have said, oh, my Rabbi Yitzchak.
So what's bothering Rabbi Yitzchak?
Rabbi Yitzchak says, the comma, and how much? It's misleading. Really, the comma should have been after we introduced you to Rabbi Yitzchak.
Uh-huh.
Okay? That's why you needed Tosis to point it out. So again, Tosis is saying like this: Tzarech loymar. It's necessary to say the Rabbi Yitzchak gufei boi v'kama. The Rabbi Yitzchak himself was the one that was asking this question of how much is considered spread out. Why? Because the Igemara boi. If it was the Gemara's question, my boi v'kama. What are you asking? How much is considered spread out? Luki, just establish. Derech nefila. It looks lost.
What's Luki?
Luki, let us establish.
Let us establish?
Mm-hmm. That's too many words.
That is. Let us establish.
Yeah, let us establish. Yeah.
Let us establish. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let us establish that the case is there. Chnefilu. It looks lost. Vafilu tuva. And even if there's more than a kav and four amas. Like the Gemara actually asked afterwards when it was trying to figure out the Heichidami, what's the scenario, right? Elo rather, first word on the line. Elo rather, what's really the case? What's going on over here? Medivei Rabbi Yitzchak, it's really part of the words of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Kama is to be read, the Kama Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, and how much Rabbi Yitzchak says, meaning the Kama, and how much Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, and how much is considered scattered, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Kava Arba Amas. The whole statement is from Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, but why didn't Rabbi Yitzchak, why, okay? So again, the whole question of what's the ratio is only coming from the opinion of
Rabbi Yitzchak.
Now, why did Rabbi Yitzchak want to establish the case is what? Why couldn't Rabbi Yitzchak had established the case that it's derech nefila va'afilu tuvanami?
I don't know.
Oh, so what if it's Rabbi Yitzchak or the Gemara who established it? What's the matter? What do we care who established it?
It's well, okay. So if it's the Gemara that wants to say kav ba'arba amos,
yes.
So we would say, why? What's your agenda, Gemara? Just say it's derech nefila. The Gemara is not locked into interpreting the Mishnah in any particular way. The Gemara has like every ammo available to it. You know, like the Gemara is not Democratic or Republican, right? Right. So the Gemara could establish when the Mishnah says matzah peiros mefuzaren hare elu shalai. You find scattered fruits, go keep it. So the Gemara is not locked into any particular interpretation of that Mishnah. So the Gemara could simply say, you know what it means, that you find scattered fruit, you get to keep it. It looks lost, so you get to keep it, even if it's a lot.
Maybe I'm just having trouble. Like, it couldn't have been the Gemara. It has to be Rabbi Yitzchak.
Say again?
You said it wasn't Rabbi, the Gemara that said the Bakama. It has to be Rabbi Yitzchak.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's.
Otherwise, then why would it be included even? It's there for a reason. I have no clue. I can't say. I don't know what he's thinking. I have no idea until we read further, I'm sure.
This is the reason. The reason is, the best approach is always to limit ourselves as little as possible when we have to explain to you what the halacha of the Mishnah is. The halacha of the Mishnah was said in a very general sense, right? What's the halacha of the Mishnah? Matzah, peiros, mefuzaren.
If you found these scattered fruits or whatever, that's it. You can keep.
Harei elu shelo. Now, once you start picking on it and saying, one second, mefuzaren is only if it's one kav and four amas. Hey, who told you? Why are you minimizing the halacha of the Mishnah? The Mishnah just says, you find it scattered, you keep it. Even if it would be two kav and four amas, let's say, or whatever. Why are you limiting the halacha of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says the halacha point blank. Mefuzarin, get to keep it. Why are you now coming along with all of your shiurim? With all of your ratios and your proportions. Why? Why are you doing that? What's your agenda? You know? What's your agenda? What is it, the soda tax? What's your agenda? What's your agenda? You hear the question? Again, the Mishnah says, Matzah Peiros Mefuzaren, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Matzah Peiros Mefuzaren.
Harei
Elu Shelo.
Yeah.
too. Five scatters.
You can keep it because the person gave up hope.
Do the words of the Mishnah at all indicate that it's only a certain amount and a certain amount?
It's just a
not flat. At that point.
Not at that point, right? So if I were to come along and tell you, one second, no, it's not all scattered fruit. It's only if it's very scattered. Can only be no more than one kav and four amas. You don't have a problem with that?
No more than one kav and four amas?
Yeah, let's say that's what I told you. What would be the problem with that? Let's try to give an example. Let's say somebody said, somebody says, we're choosing seats in shul. The membership is choosing seats. And the Gabbai announces that, please let me know what seat you want to choose so that I can mark it down. And I get up by the bima and I give a big clap because I like clapping. And I say that when did the Gabbai mean that you can choose your seat? That's only if you've been a member of the shul for 2 years. But if you've been a member for the shul for less than 2 years, then you can't choose your seat until all of the older and more long-standing members have chosen their seats. Who told you that's what the Gabbai meant? The Gabbai said that everybody can choose their seats. So why am I getting up now and limiting what the Gabbai is saying? What's my agenda? who told me to do that? The Mishnah says, you find scattered fruit, Larry, go have a party. Hare Elu Shalom. Enjoy them, okay? Make a bracha. Enjoy them. Who told Rav Yitzchak to come along and say, no, it's only if it's no more than one kav in four amas? That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, go enjoy them. Why are you coming along and minimizing and limiting that? You know, I was so excited. I was going to make a business out of going around and trying to find scattered fruit. I was going to list them on eBay. Why are you coming along and minimizing my opportunity? You know, what is this, communism over here? Yeah, I'm trying to earn a dollar. You know, I'm going to go find scattered fruit. And you're telling me now that all the stuff that I found, I got to start measuring if it was more than a kav in 4 hours. Come on. The Mishnah didn't say that. I'm playing it up a little bit, but you hear what I'm trying to say? Like, if you're coming along and making, like, you're limiting the halacha of the Mishnah, then you need a reason to do that, don't you?
I mean, there's definitely some sort of underlying assumption, but I can't put my finger on it.
But do you see why it would be a problem?
Forget about what
his agenda
was. I see that it's, on the face of it, odd.
And it's not... I'm trying to find the right way to...
There's no logical connection.
Right, it's
all.
Like, why do you have to do that?
There's just no logical connection at all that I can see. I don't know. I just don't know.
But, right.
You keep asking the same thing over and over again. I'm just as much as a loss as the first time you asked.
Right, so I'm not looking for you to tell me what Rav Yitzchak's reason was. I just want you to understand that Rav Yitzchak... I just want you to understand that Rav Yitzchak had to have had a reason to do what he did. Just like when I stood up and I said that anybody who hasn't been a member in the shul yet...
Yeah, he had to have a reason, but I'm still just as lost with what that reason is. Obviously, he had to have a reason.
Right. There, I mean, let's say in my case, one of the newer members of the shul I knew was after my seat. I knew... knew that I was going to have a conflict.
Yeah, this young guy.
this little whippersnapper was going to try to, you know, usurp my seat, right?
That's right. Don't touch it.
So I got up and I said, no, you know what the gabbai meant? He only meant that if you were here for longer, you guys choose first and the new guys will choose afterwards. I had an agenda, right?
Yeah.
So Reb Yitzchak to come along and create a rule about the Mishnah's halacha, the Mishnah's halacha only applies if it's less than a kav in four amas. More than a kav in four amas, that's not considered spread out. Told you. Okay? So this is Tysus.
What's the relevance of it anyway? Of it, you know, of it being spread out or not? I mean.
Well, the Mishnah says it's spread out, though, right? So we can understand the relevance of it being spread out.
So we're just extrapolating on what the Mishnah is saying about it being spread out. What do we mean by it being spread out?
Right. So we can understand, let's say before Reb Yitzchak, we can understand that spread out means that it wasn't put there intentionally, meaning it's lost from him. He doesn't realize he dropped it.
Right.
So that's why it's spread out, because it wasn't put there intentionally. It just dropped. So that we can understand.
Then why are we talking about it being placed intentionally in Kav Ba'arba Amos?
So Kav Ba'arba Amos does not automatically mean that it was put there intentionally.
Yeah, but we also bring up the point of it being put there intentionally in Kav Ba'arba Amos.
Right. That's the other side of the Hefi Dami. Like, we're trying to figure out what's the scenario that you need to come onto this ratio. So we said, if it's derech nefilah, that it just fell by itself.
It could be more.
It could be more than a kav in four amas, because the guy doesn't know about it. He doesn't know that he lost it. He has no way of reclaiming it, so have a party. And then we said, if it's derech hinuach, that he did place it there intentionally, so then it could even be less than four amas, meaning it could be very bundled together.
Mm-hmm.
Not very spread out, and the finder still can't keep it because the guy put it there intentionally, and he's going to come back to get it.
So in that case of an intentional placement, he cannot come back to. He cannot claim it.
He can't claim it.
Cannot.
And on the thing of falling, even if it's four cogs in an ama, he can keep it because it's
right.
All scattered
I
around.
Understand.
Because it's all scattered around, i.e. the guy doesn't know about it, he doesn't know that he lost it, he doesn't know where to find it, where to claim it, he's not coming back, he's miayish on it. Right? Fine. That's the question this is the point of Tosfos. Now I'll say it outside that, and then we'll see it inside a little bit. We're gonna get into the sugya on the next Amma. This is like the meat and potatoes of the sugya. There's a concept called Yiyush Shaloi Midas, right? If you learn Bava Metzia, you're familiar. Yiyush Shaloi Midas is as follows. We know what Yiyush is, yeah? What's Yiyush?
Giving up
hope. Now, what happens? Now, on what types of things do I give up hope?
Things we have a sin.
Things that I can't possibly claim.
I can't ever make a claim for it. Explicitly identify it.
Right. So there's no way for me, even if I would like, even if somebody would say, I lost, who lost an object? And I would say, yeah, I lost apples. So, how do I know they're yours? You'd have no way to say that they're yours. Unless you put them there intentionally, and maybe you can say how many there were, how they were stacked, or something like that. Okay.
Just throw this out, because I've always, now that you bring it up, I always see this. People put a sign on the shore, down money. That's happened to be $35. Almost $35. No, seminar,
right,
so they're just at 20, 10,
right,
five.
So that could be like more of like Midas Hasidus. Like they're
very pious.
The other thing.
Maybe I'm not the best thing because I work for the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Him, he could.
You know, I'm not sure. The answer is I'm not sure, but it could be also we said, like at the end of the Mishnah, we said if something is lost in an area where there's like pious people, Tzurva Mirabanan, people who are familiar with the halakhas and they're not
like,
looking
like,
to steal.
Like at the shul.
So even if there's no simin, it could be that there's still an obligation to announce it. Okay, maybe that would be the case. Okay. This is Yushal Midas is like this. If I lost something, doesn't have a simon. right? Now, eventually, when I'm going to realize that I lost it, what am I going to do?
Yeah, you're going to give up hope.
When you realize that you lost it, you might go back and try to find it.
There's no simon. What am I going to find? How am I going to claim it?
Maybe you can't claim it, but maybe you'll still go back to look for it anyway.
Why? What would be the point?
If it had any sort of value to you.
Right, but like even if somebody found it and he's going to want to know how I can identify that it's mine, I'm not going to have any way to identify it.
Right.
So even if he found the baseball glove and I lost the baseball glove, let's assume for a second that it can't have a simon, even though it can, right? So I would say, well, it's brown. Well, okay, but every baseball is brown. A baseball glove is brown, let's say. Okay, I know this example is not hitting the nail on the head.
It's fine.
But the point is that if I have no way to identify anything about the object to attribute it to me, meaning that it's mine, he's never going to give it back to me, because he's going to say, well, maybe it's not yours, maybe it's somebody else's, because there's no identifiable mark or way to know it's yours. So going back to look for an item like that would be completely pointless, which is why people don't do it. People say, oh, there's no simon on it, there's no way for me to get this back, I'm not going to waste my time. Right?
Right.
Okay. So that's when I realized that I lost it. But what happens before I realize that I lost it?
Before you realize you lost it?
Right.
You didn't even know that you lost it.
Let's say I didn't even know that I lost it. Let's say that same item, that when I realize that I lost it, I will be miyayish. I will give up hope because there's no simon. Do we say that automatically, right away, when he lost it, even before he knows that he lost it, do we already consider it to be ownerless? Do we already consider it that his yush that will take place later is in effect now?
I hear it.
And why is that important?
So let me ask you a question then. Say, let's just say the baseball glove. Whatever it is, and it falls. So again, we don't, and I find it, I don't know that you've miyayished it or not, if I can make that word. I don't know you if you're looking for it, or you're still driving to your wife's family in New York, and then you get there and realize. I mean, practically speaking, we have no idea that the point that if there's no simon, the point that you and I should this.
And why is it important that you know or that you don't know?
Because what you're about to say, that was it. What was this? How you said Lodas or
Yushalemidas?
Yushalemidas. So if you're not, if
well, you know, eventually I'm gonna be miyayish. So you just don't know if I'm miyayish now or not. You don't know if it's considered to be yush now or not, right?
Correct.
You don't know if I was already, if I already realized.
You can't give up on something if you don't know that you already lost it.
Right. So do we consider something that will for sure happen later as if it already happened now? Why is that an important question? Because there's a halacha. The halacha says that if you picked up this item before yush happened, that's called that it came into your hand be'isr, in a forbidden manner. And if that happens, you're not allowed to keep the item even after the person realizes that he lost it and he was miyayish.
But so in that case, we can never know. You drop the glove, I pick it up.
Okay, but if you hold that when somebody will definitely give up hope later, it's as if he already gave up hope now, then you don't have that problem. You don't have the problem of picking it up before Yush.
It's yours because he's going to give me that shit later.
And we consider his Yush of later as if it happened now.
So that one's clear.
Okay.
That was, but go back to the first one. That's still a little fuzzy because we don't know. You dropped that glove. I don't know when your Miyai shit. I picked it up at 1:30. I don't know if you Miyai shit yet or you Miyai shit at 4:00 when you realize.
Good.
When you truly realize.
So because of this question, because of Larry's question, this is the reason Reb Yitzchak did not want to learn the Mishnah, that the case of Matzah Peiros Mefuzarin is that the owner just lost it and another guy came along and picked it up and he gets to keep it. He didn't want to learn that way because Reb Yitzchak learned like the opinion that in a case of Yush, Shaloi Midah, meaning in a case where one finds an object before the owner potentially actually realized and gave up hope, it's not considered Yushne. Reb Yitzchak held like Abaye. Abaye, who held that we do not consider the Yush of later as if it already happened now.
And we're going to get to that later.
We'll get to there, yeah.
Okay.
We do not consider the Yush that will happen later at 4:00 as if it already happened right now when he dropped it. We do not consider it Yush now. Since we don't consider it Yush now,
it's us or
he can't pick it up. And if he does pick it up, not only can't he keep it now until 4:00 when the person's Miyayish, but he can't even keep it after 4:00. Even if he hears, they put it on the news that the guy is standing in the middle of Madison Square Garden saying, "I am Miyayish." It's not going to help. The guy's still not going to be able to benefit from it because he picked it up before the Yush took effect. It's called Be'isura Hu the Asaliyade. It came into his hands in a forbidden fashion before Yush.
So in these cases, he's saying it's they've already miyayished it.
So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak wants to say no. The case over here where he gets to keep the scattered fruit is not a case where it just was happenstance, fruit fell from the owner and the guy came along to pick it up and he gets to keep it. Because how do you know that the guy knows that it fell from him yet? Maybe he doesn't know yet, and it's not actually Yush yet, so how could he keep it? So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak establishes the case that it's a case of machnashta de beidari. Remember we spoke about what's threshing floor? What's the case? We said, what was the transition?
The transition is
that the owner knows it's not Yush shaloi midas, it's Yush midas. He knows that he left it
and
there.
He chose not to take it.
He chose not to take it. He knows it's there. Oh, you know it's there, and you chose not to take it. So then it's obviously Yush right away. So Rav Yitzchak, who asked,
and that's Abaye's opinion.
This is Rav Yitzchak's opinion.
According to Abaye.
According, because he holds like Abaye.
Oh, goodbye. Okay, fine.
I mean, again, it's arguably, but it's a little bit. It's hard to have all of this penetrate in one sitting because it's a very big sugya. But it's gonna help get a running start on this Gemara here is all about Yush Shaloi Midas. It's one of the most popular sugyas in the yeshivish and mesechtas, as we call them, the mesechtas that we learn in yeshivas. Yishalem Midas is a big sugya, so I hope to explore it with you more. But for now, at least we know that Tosis is coming to explain to us that. Let's read it inside. Ella, you see the word Ella in Tosis?
Hold on.
The first word on the line?
Yes, Ella.
Ella midivei Reb Yitzchak hu. The question of the kama was coming from Reb Yitzchak. Reb Yitzchak and Reb Yitzchak loibai did not want l'ukme to establish derech nefila, that the case was just that it was lost to the owner in a manner of derech nefila va'afilu tuva, and that it was just, it could be even more than a kavan for amos, mishum, because, and here's what we're saying, ready? Mishum, because disavar ke'abaye, that he holds like Abaye. The yush shaloi midas, that yush without the knowledge of the owner, meaning before the owner knows that he lost it, loi have yush, is not considered yush. Ella, rather, what does Reb Yitzchak do? He doesn't want it to be a case where the owner doesn't know about it. So muki law, he establishes it, meaning he establishes the case of the Mishnah of Peiris Mefuzarin, demachnashta debeidori, in a case where what it was lost, it wasn't lost, but it was on the threshing floor of the barn, shehinicham, that the owners left them there, left the peiros there, sham there, midas, with their knowledge. So now it's a totally different Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah of something that the owner lost and doesn't know about, because such a thing like that wouldn't be allowed to be picked up. Because Yerushalayim Midas, we don't know. Maybe the owner doesn't know about it yet. Maybe he doesn't know he lost it yet.
According to a buyer, that's
which is not going to work. And then if you pick it up, maybe it's Be'isur Huda Asaliyade. Maybe it came into your hands in a forbidden fashion, and then you'll never be able to keep it. Okay.